neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's about that when Yosef's brother came to Mitzrayim and they had a feast with him. And there's a question, when they had the feast? It was Friday, it was Shabbat, there's a discussion. They had the feast on Friday or Shabbat, and there's also a quote, Tavoach Tevach V'Hachen, that means to prepare the food. You see, Hachen and the Chet in the end of the Tavoach, you get Chanukah. So there's a quote that Chanukah is mentioned in Parshat Miretz. So now here we see they came to the feast, and then he had them sit, and then he says, they sat, they ate, and they drank, and they got drunk. So now Rashi Gedosh explains that all these 20 years, they did not drink wine. They didn't. So now they start drinking wine. Because they felt very, very terrible about their father. Because their father was in Avilut for 20 years for missing Yosef. So now for 20 years, they made Kiddush and Challah. As you know, the halakha is, anytime that you don't have grape juice or wine or other options, then you can make Kiddush and Challah. So now for 20 years, they didn't drink wine. But now, how come they drank wine? What happened? Yosef recognized them. He was happy to see them. So he drank with them. But the brothers, no. How come they drank wine? How come the Avelut stopped?
Because it was the king. So they cannot refuse the king when they offer
them. No, they could say, doctor doesn't permit me.
No. That's how Yosef, it was. And Yosef persisted for them to have
the wine? No.
Brother.
No, he invited them to come and have a feast with him, and they did the shechita and so on, they prepared the food and so on. It was Beit Yosef, as it says, Beit Yosef. We have the code of Beit Yosef many times in the parasha, Beit Yosef. So now here it's very interesting that they ask, how come the brothers are drunk? So they explain, you know, what happened, the whole scenario that they went against Yosef, what happened? Why did they start hating Yosef and being jealous of Yosef? Why? Ketonet, pasim. So they became jealous. So now here, they see that Yosef, he's giving their young brother, little brother, Binyamin. He says that he gave him five times more. So now here, actually the same scenario that happened to their father and Yosef is repeating. So now they told themselves, you know, one time we did it, see what happened. We went against a brother, and then we went to the extent that we want to kill him. But now, we should not do this. So at this moment, when they realized that their brother is being favored more than them, they then became jealous. So actually, when they drank, it was celebration of not becoming
jealous.
That's why they celebrated. So here, we learn a very beautiful lesson. And that is, see, there are many, many occasions that people, Ken Yirbu, they have Bar Mitzvah, Bat Mitzvah, Chatunah, Ken Yirbu, Bezal Hashem, Brit.
Amen.
They celebrate, they invite people. Here we learn a beautiful lesson. That is, anytime you don't get jealous, invite people to have a celebration. This is the greatest elevation that one could attain.
I'm sorry, that, I'm repeat that thing.
You should have a feast anytime that you see somebody is benefited more than you, he's honored more than you, he's blessed more than you, you have to celebrate that you're not jealous of him. You have to say, Kol HaKavod. You have to say, Kol HaKavod to who? Ribono Shel Olam. Say thank you. You gave it to him, and he didn't give it to me. You have to say to Ribono Shel Olam, Chazar Baruch. Thank you that another Yehudi is being blessed. Thank you, another Yehudi is better than me. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful subject is all about. They start drinking. They say, L'chaim! Baruch Hashem, Binyamin received more than us from the Pharaoh.
Why did they get drunk? Okay.
No, that says Yain Yisamach. That's the Yain. When you drink, that means it's a sign that you're happy. Because sometimes it's very hard to become happy. So now, Yain helps you to give you artificial boost. And then, you know, the good old days, so now you get in the car. Sometimes, I think you have a car even to talk to them to start it, right? There's a button you press, right? But before it was handle. It was a handle. Handle, they call it handle. Right. Today is the same thing. You have to make a little handle. Sometimes it's rusted. It doesn't turn. You need some lubrication to.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo ni shomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo ni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.